Jackson, please understand, we need to focus on generating ROI rapidly. I see no point to this otherwise. These are not statements that I hear regularly, but red flags that I encounter far more often than I prefer. Welcome to Spot On, a series where I, Jackson Robin, attempt to make marketing a tad bit simpler for all of us. There's a marketing expert within you. This is me saying hi to your inner marketing genius. I've spent over a decade handling marketing and sales of various brands, and I have realized that two fundamental truths have always existed in the world of business for a while now. One, the power of marketing and its impact on the ROI of an organization is yet to be fully realized by entrepreneurs. Two, there is scope for business owners to acquire an array of learnable marketing skills that will help them up their ROI sustainably. Today, let's try to simplify the role marketing has to play in relation to ROI. I have a set of 5 proven principles for you all that I have zeroed down upon after extensive research. If you follow these principles, I am positive that your ROI will swell and feasibly so. The most common and dangerous mistake business owners make is to view and judge marketing efforts solely through their own ROI tinted goggles. However, the reality is that not all marketing strategies are designed to be gauged from the ROI perspective, or rather from the perspective of their capacity to generate instant ROI. During meetings, clients frequently say, "Jackson, the idea looks great, but what about the ROI?" What business owners fail to realize is that marketing promotes ROI at a pace that is determined by the collective efforts which are fueled by informed decisions. The reality is that business owners do not generate adequate ROI due to 2 main shortcomings. Firstly, they do not put in patient and strategic marketing efforts that are devised to fetch long-term results. Also, simply put, they do not produce ROI because they are lost and they do not know how to produce ROI. Before discounting an idea as ineffective for bringing in ROI, you, as a business owner, must ask yourself these 2 essential questions. 1. What is my marketing strategy? It needs to be carefully crafted and sufficiently exhaustive. You need to have a realistic idea of the plan you're implementing to best measure the results it is capable of rewarding you with. 2. What is my definition of ROI? The ideal definition should strike a healthy balance between long-term and short-term returns. While you are at it, do not make the mistake that is made by almost every entrepreneur. Ensure that you do not confuse marketing with sales. I repeat, ensure that you do not confuse marketing with sales. Marketing is a process that sets the ball rolling by spreading awareness about a brand and zeroing down on target audiences for businesses. Once that has been achieved, the process of applying efforts to recognize targets to get them to purchase a product or services offered by your business, aka sales, begins. Thus, sales always follow marketing and not the other way around. Focusing solely on sales will fetch you quick results, but they will be short-term and will combust quickly. However, by integrating marketing into your business expansion efforts, you will organically produce a community for your business, which can be leveraged for a longer duration. Sales translate to customers, which in turn translate to a short-lived transaction. Marketing and sales together, on the other hand, convert to a community turned customer base, and this means continuous business from the same targets. I have come up with a cheat sheet that consists of 5 principles for generating ROI through marketing, and they all are highly implementable. Remember, at the end of the day, deriving ROI is a learnable skill. So it's time to talk principles, ladies and gentlemen. Principle number 1, design your content to educate first and sell later. Okay, so ask yourself a simple question. Why should someone buy from you? A person will buy from you if he or she likes your work and trusts you. How do you get someone to do precisely that? By letting them know that you understand their problem and care about solving it. That's how. This is where content marketing comes to the rescue. To make a connection with your target audience, you need to build and publish content that is curated to identify and eliminate the pain points of your ideal customer. The trick is to entice them by giving away some information for free to educate them to just the right extent for them to be interested and assured of your capabilities. While creating content, following the AIDAR or the IDAR model is of utmost importance. IDAR or AIDAR stands for Action, Interest, Desire, Awareness, and Retention. You need to see to it that each and every one of these elements is aroused in every prospect you come across, as well as every customer you cater to. Principle number two, when it comes to content, consistency is of greater importance than quality. I have seen many clients obsess over the quality of their content. They just cannot stop worrying that their content is not good enough, which prevents them from actively making it public. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that your content should be bad or that bad content will do just fine. That being said, you need to concern yourself more with regularly putting out content of optimum quality and less with irregularly publishing excellent quality content. Basically, start making and sharing optimum but consistent content. To add to this, try not to forget that it is human nature to feel the pressure once in the spotlight, and that in turn translates to better quality. Therefore, your content will automatically improve in terms of quality when it is consumed, and it will be consumed only when you're constantly and actively releasing it. As a business owner, you have to multitask 24/7, and hence it is best for you to accept the fact that you may not have the right time or bandwidth to create optimum content regularly. Don't rely on yourself to make the content. That will be a terrible idea. Instead, find someone who is better at content creation and work with them to sort out your content output requirements. So here's a pro tip. You create optimum content, circulate it on social media, and let your target audience make your optimum content extraordinary. Principle number three, focus only on the target audience while auditing your content. You know, another big mistake that is made by business owners is that they review the content as per their own personal preferences. This is a complete no-no. You are not creating content only for your personal satisfaction. The purpose of the entire process is to appeal to your target audience, to convert segments to prospects, and later to customers that pay. Your content should be liked by your target audience, even if that means that you yourself may not like it as much. Another factor that will affect your content is the requirement of the platform it is ultimately going to be shared on. For instance, with regard to social media content for a particular platform, say LinkedIn, the content has to be presented in a manner and style that best fits both your target audience as well as their activity on LinkedIn. The principal takeaway here is that you're not your target audience. Don't lose sight of that while creating content. Principle number four, stop finding customers, start building communities, and customers will follow. Your marketing goal should be to reach, interact with, and influence a community of people who know you, like you, and also like your work. Marketing is not meant solely to generate customers. That is something the sales function of your organization is supposed to take care of. What sets successful tycoons apart is that they realize that marketing is meant to go beyond lead generation. Marketing is a tool to create your business's brand presence so that one day it is independently known and perceived as a market leader. In the process, marketing is also supposed to be applied for getting customers on board. But should that be the sole focus of your marketing activity? The answer is a big fat no. To understand the need for a community following for a business, let me tell you about the two basic sales models that are employed by all businesses. The first model is where you sell your product or a service to people who have not previously bought from you. This means that you will apply yourself to getting new customers. The second model is where you keep selling more and more to people who are already buying from you. A community once created will put you in a position to go easy on the first sales model, and trust me, that is something you want to do. To quote a Harvard Business Review report, depending on which study you believe and what industry you are in, acquiring a new customer is anywhere from 5 to 25 times more expensive than retaining an existing one. Therefore, instead of viewing marketing as a means to find temporary customers who are not likely to buy from you after the first time, it is more fruitful to utilize marketing to build a community. The community should A. like you and your work, B. recommend you and your work to enable you to sell to referred customers, and C, eventually empower you to work your way to upselling and cross-selling your product and services. Principle number 5, create a customer journey map before planning aggressive PPC ad campaigns on online platforms. Newsflash, it is easier to run ads on digital platforms, but it is extremely difficult to convert that ad into a lead and then to a prospect and finally to a customer. Let me tell you that the best ads are not those that create maximum number of leads, but the ones that successfully give you more number of customers. The two are varying concepts that are closely connected but are most certainly not the same. Converting an ad into a customer is also a learnable skill. The first step you need to take for running effective ads is to map and solidify the customer journey for your product and service. This will help you hit the jackpot by enabling you to construct an ad that is mainly based on a comprehension of the problems, needs, and sentiments of your target audience. The same is bound to boost your business beautifully. Turning to marketing automation to get a grip over your customer journey and then to leverage it is a great idea, mainly because marketing automation will let you appropriately integrate marketing and sales. Like I mentioned before, it is imperative for the two functions, which are marketing and sales, to be carried out hand in hand. So that's it. Those were my 5 marketing principles to generate ROI. The relationship between ROI and marketing is a subject that is as vast as the ocean. Sounds cliche, but it is absolutely true, which is why I think there is food for thought that is now out in the open today. It is time for me to take your leave, but before I do, I have one last thing to say. Listen, you may have excellent knowledge of using digital platforms, creating ads, publishing content, so on and so forth. Regardless, ask yourself this. Are you equipped with the necessary technical know-how to fully master and practically exploit the nexus between marketing and sales? Probably not. This is precisely why I believe that these 5 principles will give you that much needed clarity of thought. Abiding by these rules has helped not just me, but also my clients to expand and enhance our respective businesses. It is time your marketing made a mark. This is Jackson Robbins signing off. Until next time, get tracking on immediately churning out and leveraging content. Make content the king and watch your business empire grow by following the rule book I revealed today. If you have any queries, feel free to reach out to me on the platforms mentioned in the description below. Thank you.